Hello, my name's Dave Emery, and this is For the Record program number 551, titled Moonlighting. This is being recorded on May 7th of the year 2006. This broadcast is an update on the Unification Church of Reverend Sun Myung Moon, viewed by many people as a cult. As we have examined in numerous past broadcasts, it is in fact an apparent extension of the Japanese patriotic and ultranationalist societies around the world and through the decades. As discussed in, among other programs, For the Records 291 and 296, the Japanese Patriotic and Ultranationalist Societies were the vehicles for the installation of fascism in Japan. There's also good discussion of that in For the Record 428. There'll be plenty of footnotes and links in the description for this broadcast. What we're going to be doing in this program is taking a look at some interesting operations of the Unification Church, beginning with and prominently featuring the Unification Church's domination of the sushi industry in the United States. The following article is from the Chicago Tribune of April 12th of 2006. It's a story by Monica Eng, Delroy Alexander, and David Jackson. It reads in part, on a mission from their leader, five young men arrived in Chicago to open a little fish shop on Elston Avenue. Back then, in 1980, people of their faith were castigated as moonies and called cult members. Yet the Japanese and American friends worked grueling hours and slept in a commercial apartment as they slowly built the foundation of a commercial empire. They were led by the vision of Reverend Sun Myung Moon, the self-proclaimed Messiah who sustained their spirits as they played their part in fulfilling the global business plan that he had devised. Skipping down, Moon founded his controversial Unification Church 6 decades ago with the proclamation that he was asked by Jesus to save humanity. But he also built the empire, blending his conservative politics, savvy capitalism, and flair for spectacles such as mass weddings in Madison Square Garden. In a remarkable story that has gone largely untold, Moon and his followers created an enterprise that reaped millions of dollars by dominating one of America's trendiest indulgences, sushi. Today, one of those five Elston Avenue pioneers, Takeshi Arashiro, serves as a top executive of a sprawling conglomerate that supplies much of the raw fish that Americans eat. Adhering to a plan Moon spelled out more than 3 decades ago in a series of sermons, members of his movement managed to integrate virtually every facet of the highly competitive seafood industry. The Moon Followers seafood operation is driven by a commercial powerhouse known as True World Group. It builds fleets of boats, runs dozens of distribution centers, and each day supplies most of the nation's estimated 9,000 sushi restaurants. Although few seafood lovers may consider that they're indirectly supporting Moon's religious movement, they do just that when they eat a buttery slice of tuna or munch on a morsel of eel in many restaurants. True World is so ubiquitous that 14 of 17 prominent Chicago sushi restaurants surveyed by the Tribune said that they were supplied by the company. Over the last 3 decades, as Moon has faced down accusations of brainwashing followers and personally profiting from the church, he and sushi have made similar, if unlikely, journeys from the fringes of American society to the mainstream. These parallel paths are not coincidence. They reflect Moon's dream of revitalizing and dominating the American fishing industry while helping to fund his church's activities. Quote, I have the entire system worked out, starting with boat building, Moon said in the Way of Tuna speech given in 1980, again quoting, after we build the boats, we catch the fish and process them for market and then have a distribution network. This is not just on the drawing board. I have already done it. In the same speech, he called himself King of the Ocean, unquote. It proved not to be an idle boast. The businesses now employ hundreds, including non-church members, from the frigid waters of the Alaskan coast to the iconic American fishing town of Gloucester, Massachusetts. Records and interviews with church insiders and competitors trace how Moon and members of his movement carried out his vision. Skipping down. Links between Moon's religious organization and the fish businesses are spelled out in court and government records, as well as in statements by Moon and his top church officials. For one thing, Moon personally devised the seafood strategy, helped fund it at its outset, and served as a director of one of its earliest companies. Moon's Unification Church is organized under a tax-exempt nonprofit entity called the Holy Spirit Association for the Unification of World Christianity. The businesses are controlled by a separate nonprofit company called Unification Church International, or UCI. That company's connections to Moon's Unification Church go deeper than the shared name. A 1978 congressional investigation into Moon's businesses concluded, quote, "It was unclear whether the UCI had any independent functions other than serving as a financial clearinghouse for various Moon Organization subsidiaries and projects," unquote. UCI, as well as its subsidiaries and affiliates such as True World, are run largely by church members, Mr. Shanker said. That's a Unification Church official. The companies were, quote, "founded by church members in line with Reverend Moon's vision," he said. "It's not coincidence," unquote. Sometimes the links are more direct. The boat-building firm U.S. Marine Corporation shares its headquarters offices with the church and lists the church as its majority shareholder, according to corporate records. A portion of True World's profits makes its way to the church through the layers of parent corporations, Ishiro said, adding, quote, "We live to serve others, and this is how we serve, by building a strong business," unquote. Moon predicted in 1974 that the fishing business would, quote, "lay a foundation for the future economy of the Unification Church," unquote. In fact, while Moon and businesses affiliated with him reportedly have poured millions of dollars into money-losing ventures, including the Washington Times newspaper, the seafood ventures have created a profit-making infrastructure that could last and help support the church long after the 86-year-old Moon is gone. Much of the foundation for that success has its roots in Chicago. True World Foods, Yashiro's wholesale fish distribution business spawned near Lawrence and Elston Avenues, now operates from a 30,000-square-foot complex in Elk Grove Village. The company says it supplies hundreds of local sushi and fine dining establishments. Even many who might have religious reservations about buying from the company do so for one simple reason. It dependably delivers high-quality sushi. As we're going to see, many aspects of the Moon Organization's operations, including their mass weddings, have contributed to this operation. Continuing with the article, quote, "We try not to think of the religion part," said Haruko Imamura, who, with her husband, runs Katsu on West Peterson Avenue. "We don't agree with their religion, but it's nothing to do with the business," unquote. Like Moon himself, who served a 13-month prison sentence for tax fraud in the 1980s, the seafood companies have at times run afoul of U.S. laws. In June of 2001, True World Foods' Kodiak, Alaska Fish Processing Company pleaded guilty to a federal felony for accepting a load of pollock that exceeded the boat's 300,000-pound trip limit. The firm was fined $150,000 and put on probation for 5 years under a plea agreement with prosecutors. The company also has been cited for sanitation lapses by the Food and Drug Administration. Last year, after repeated FDA inspections found gross unsanitary conditions at True World's suburban Detroit plant, the facility manager tried to bar inspectors from production areas and refused to provide records, according to an FDA report. The plant manager told the inspectors that his True World supervisor was, quote, "a great man, that he was part of a new religion, and that if we took advantage of him, then God help you," unquote. Later, according to that FDA report, an employee wearing a ski mask approached one female inspector, put his thumb and forefinger in the shape of a gun, pointed at her, and said, "You're out of uniform." Pow! Saying they had been hindered, intimidated, and threatened, unquote, the FDA inspectors took the unusual step of securing a court order compelling True World to let them inspect the facility. Yashiro, chief executive of True World Foods, said in a written statement that the, quote, "isolated instance arose from a miscommunication," unquote. The plant is now closed. Yashiro said its operations were consolidated into the Elk Grove Village plant in January, adding, again quoting, "We maintain the highest standards of food safety," unquote. In the late 1970s, Moon laid out a plan to build seafood operations in all 50 states as part of what he called the Oceanic Providence, unquote. This dream of harvesting the sea would help fund the church, feed the world, and save the American fishing industry, Moon said. He even suggested that the church's mass weddings could play a role in the business plan by making American citizens out of Japanese members of the movement. This would help them avoid fishing restrictions applied to foreigners. Quote, a few years ago, the American government set up a 200-mile limit for offshore fishing by foreign boats, Moon said in the 1980 Way of Tuna sermon. But by marrying Japanese members to Americans, quote, we are not foreigners. Therefore, Japanese brothers, particularly those who match to Americans, are becoming leaders for fishing and distribution, unquote, of his movement's businesses. Sushi's popularity had flowered enough by 1986 for Moon to gloat that Americans who once thought Japanese were, quote, just like animals eating raw fish, unquote, were now paying a great deal of money eating at expensive sushi restaurants, unquote. He recommended that his flock open 1,000 restaurants, unquote, in America. In fashioning a chain of businesses that would stretch from the ocean to restaurant tables across America, Moon and his followers created a structure uniquely able to capitalize on the nation's growing appetite for sushi and fresh fish. Some of the business startup funds came from the Unification Church. In a seven-month period from October 1976 to May of 1977, Moon signed some of the nearly $1 million in checks used to establish the fishing business, according to a 1978 congressional report on allegations of improprieties by Moon's church. After acquiring an ailing boat-making operation, Master Marine, Moon and his followers turned their attention to establishing the next link in the network. Church members who saw fishing as their calling took to the seas, many powered by Master Marine boats. Moon's Ocean Church would bring together members and potential converts for 40-day tuna fishing trips every summer in 80 boats he bought for his followers. Many of the tournaments took place off the coast of Gloucester, Massachusetts, by no coincidence one of the first homes to a church-affiliated seafood processing plant. Moon proudly declared in his Way of Tuna speech that Gloucester is almost a Mooney town now, unquote, skipping down. Sometimes working surreptitiously, Moon affiliates and followers bought large chunks of the key fishing towns, in each case initially sparking anger and suspicion from longtime residents. The church and its members created an uproar when they bought a villa that had been a retirement home run by Roman Catholic nuns. Moon was hanged in effigy in the local harbor. Skipping down. The Alabama shrimp business is among the largest in the Gulf of Mexico, and the nearby boat-building plant has not only built more than 300 boats, but also has done repairs on the U.S. Coast Guard and Navy ships, according to federal documents. That, by the way, out of Bayou La Batre, Alabama. Continuing. And the fish businesses have thrived. Company officials say the wholesale distribution arm True World Foods had revenue of $250 million last year. According to True World Foods, its fleet of 230 refrigerated trucks delivers raw fish to 7,000 sushi and fine dining restaurants nationwide. Dozens of those trucks leave each day from the Elk Grove Village warehouse, one of 22 distribution facilities around the country. True World Foods Alaska plant processes more than 20 million pounds of salmon, cod, and pollock each year, the company says. Its international lobster operation in Gloucester ships monkfish and lobster around the world from a 25,000-square-foot cold storage facility that is among the largest on the East Coast. And it is again in an expansionist mood. True World recently opened up shop in England and established offices in Japan and Korea, setting its sights on the world's biggest market for sushi. When Takeshi Yashiro arrived in Chicago in 1980 to help set up one of the earliest outposts of Moon's fishing empire, the area had just a handful of sushi joints. That number has ballooned to more than 200 restaurants statewide, and Yashiro's fish house has flourished. The son of an Episcopalian Japanese minister, he immigrated to the U.S. and joined the church as a student in San Francisco. On July 1, 1982, Moon blessed Yashiro and his bride, along with more than 2,000 other couples, in one of his mass wedding ceremonies in New York's Madison Square Garden. The Rainbow Fish House that Yashiro and fellow church members founded on Chicago's Northwest Side has become not only the city's dominant sushi supplier, but also the nation's. The Fish House became True World Foods, which buys so much tuna from around the world that it has 7 people in Chicago solely dedicated to sourcing and pricing the best grades. One of True World's advantages is that its sales force speaks Chinese, Korean, and Japanese, making it easy for first-generation ethnic restaurant owners to do business with them. Quote, "It's kind of tough to compete in this industry with a company that is so global, has a major presence in almost every market, and that is driven by religious fervor," unquote, said Bill Dugan, who has been in the fish business for almost 30 years and owns the Fish Guy Market on Elston Avenue near the original Rainbow Shop. "We should all be so blessed," unquote. But not all of True World's employees are church members. Tuna buyer Eddie Lin recently left True World for Fortune Fish Company, a local rival. Lin said his former workplace was not overtly religious, but he added that as a non-church member, he felt his ability to advance was limited. Quote, "You can feel the difference between the way they see members and non-members," unquote, Lin said. While disputing such assertions, Yashiro noted that new employees, quote, "have to know that the founder is the founder of the Unification Church. It's a very clear distinction between joining the church or not joining the church. There's no discrimination, but I think our culture is definitely based on our faith," unquote. It's that faith that makes some uneasy. Wang Kim, a Chicago-area youth ministry director and Moon critic, was certain he could find local Korean Christian sushi restaurants who didn't use True World because they might consider his views heretical. As Kim said, Moon, quote, "says that he is the Messiah, and we hate that," unquote. But Kim called back empty-handed. "I checked with several of my friends," he said, "and they know it is from Moon, but they have to give quality to their customers," unquote. The sheer success of the venture has left lingering questions even in the minds of Moon's dedicated followers. Yashiro, the Chicago pioneer who now heads True World Foods, remembers dedicating his career and life 26 years ago to achieving Moon's dream, which included solving world hunger. But that part of Moon's grand vision has yet to materialize. "I was wondering if we are really here to solve the world's hunger," Yashiro said. "Every day, I pray on it," unquote. He still hopes True World Foods eventually will help end hunger, but until then, he said, his role will be to grow the business and make money. And by the way, the Chicago Tribune article has a list of Chicago-area sushi restaurants that don't buy from True World Foods. Sushi lovers in the audience might want to undertake to do some research in their own local sushi market. Now, in numerous broadcasts, and I will have references in the printed description for this program and the For the Record section of the Spitfire website at www.spitfirelist.com, we've spoken about the Unification Church as being an extension of the Japanese Patriotic and Ultranationalist Societies. Two of its key early officials were prominent Japanese fascists and war criminals, although the Unification Church is nominally Korean. Korea was a Japanese colony from 1905 to 1945, and the Unification Church reflects that history. Turning now to the book Gold Warriors by Peggy and Sterling Seagrave, one of the key early officials in the Unification Church was Roichi Sasakawa. And he described himself as the world's richest fascist, and he was a prominent beneficiary of the Golden Lily loot that was stashed in the Philippines and later recovered by Ferdinand Marcos in combination with a Japanese syndicate headed up by Sasakawa. From Gold Warriors by the Seagraves of Sasakawa, one of the key early Unification Church members, "In his first 2 years as president, Marcos had authorized offshore recoveries by a syndicate of Japanese and Korean gangsters, headed by Yoshio Kodama," parenthetically about whom we'll have more to say in a minute, "and Machi Hisayuki, head of the Tosei Kai. Another partner was billionaire fixer Sasakawa Roichi, another of Kodama's Sagamo prison cellmates, who staged speedboat races, one of Japan's favorite betting sports and a convenient way to launder money. His true wealth came from secret deals with President Sukarno and President Marcos to share in the recovery of Golden War loot in Indonesia and in the Philippines. "I was very close to Marcos," Sasakawa told journalists, "long before he became president," unquote. He pointed Marcos towards several sites, including the sunken cruiser Nachii in Manila Bay, and in return was allowed to build cemeteries and memorials for Japanese war dead in the Philippines on property that just happened to include Golden Lily sites. "I personally donated the biggest cultural hall in the Philippines," Sasakawa boasted, "as well as supplied the cement. 40,000 sacks, to be precise." More about the heritage of the Moon Organization and when you eat sushi, this is what you're eating. Another of the prominent Japanese war criminals who figured prominently in the Unification Church was Roichi Sasakawa, was Yoshio Kodama, or Kodama Yoshio, as he's called here. In addition to being a primary intelligence operative and funder of the Japanese Imperial Air Arm, Naval Imperial Air Arm, I should say, Kodama played a prominent role in Golden Lily, the systematic looting of all of the liquid wealth of Asia by the Japanese during World War II, wealth they were allowed to keep. One of Kodama's specialties was looting the Asian underworld on behalf of the Yakuza, the Japanese underworld. The Seagraves write of Kodama and his role in looting the Asian underworld. 6 months before the rape of Nanking, General Doihara called in the one man who could take full charge of looting China's underworld, Yoshio Kodama, Japan's top gangster. Normally based in Tokyo, Kodama moved to Shanghai, where he became Doihara's chief liaison with Boss Two and the Green Gang. Before the war ended, Kodama was Golden Lily's most effective negotiator with gangsters in Indonesia, Siam, Malaya, Burma, the Philippines, and Indonesia, holding their feet to the fire or, when necessary, shooting them. Kodama was short, burly, squat, and had the meaty face of a professional fighter with thick lips and heavy scar tissue. His fingers were knobby from karate and could crush a larynx. The son of a failed businessman in Nihonmatsu, at age 9, he was sent off to his aunt in Korea, where he worked in a steel mill. At 12, he fled back to Japan, where he was adopted by Yakuza, who put him to work beating up labor organizers. By 1931, he was a favorite of Black Dragon boss Toyama, implicated in the attempted murder of cabinet ministers. By the way, the Black Dragon Society, headed up by Mitsuru Toyama, was the largest and most prominent of the aforementioned Japanese patriotic and ultranationalist societies that brought fascism to Japan. Sentenced to prison, Kodama wrote a memoir that became a handbook for fanatics. After his release, Toyama sent him to Manchuria to do wet work for General Doihara, i.e. killing people. In Tokyo, a few months later, he was jailed for plotting to bomb imperial advisors, staying in jail until 1937. He was sprung from jail by Doihara in April of 1937 on the condition that he devoted his violent energies to looting China's underworld. This epiphany, the transformation of Kodama from thug to super patriot, was suggested by Black Dragon's Toyama, whose own stature as a patriot was affirmed in 1924 when he was a guest at Emperor Hirohito's wedding. In December of 1937, after 6 months of briefings in the foreign ministry, Kodama arrived in Shanghai to deal with the problem of carelessness. In a post-war memoir, he denounced the, quote, wanton spending of secret funds on wine, women, and debauchery in every city under Japanese occupation, unquote, and the careless destruction of valuable objects. Again, quoting, "In every temple and shrine in the occupied areas, I found the head of Buddhas broken or cut off," unquote. If soldiers, mostly uneducated farm boys, were too stupid to steal the whole Buddha, they must be shot. While Kodama's lieutenants put these orders into effect, he spent his days taking control of alcohol, drugs, and other prime commodities. All proceeds were diverted from Chinese racketeers to Golden Lily, minus a handling charge for Kodama himself. Ultimately, Kodama was responsible to Prince Chichibu and to the throne. and supplemental text from this discussion of Kodama's role in looting the Asian underworld on behalf of Imperial Japan will appear in the description for this program. In many broadcasts, including For the Record 291, we've talked about the Moon Organization's very close ties with the Bush family. The latest of the Bushes to blossom by the light of the moon is none other than Neil Bush, the brother of the current seated president. From Alternet, we read the following article, Neil Bush Meets the Messiah by Josh Gorenfeld. This, by the way, has been featured in other prominent articles. Those who stray from the heavenly way, the owner of the flagship Republican newspaper, The Washington Times, admonished an audience in Taipei on Friday, will be punished. This, by the way, from December 5th of 2005. This heavenly way, the Reverend Sun Myung-Moon explained, demands a 51-mile underwater highway spanning Alaska and Russia. Sitting in the front row, Neil Bush, the brother of the President of the United States. Reverend Sun Myung-Moon, the South Korean giant of the religious right who owns the Washington Times, is on a 100-city speaking tour to promote his $200 billion Peace King Tunnel dream. Skipping down. Moon's lobbying campaign is ambitious and diffuse, as the D.C. newspaper The Hill reported last year, and the sheer range of guests revealed just how many Pacific Rim political leaders the Times owner has won over, including Filipino and Taiwanese politicians. And the head of the Arizona GOP attended a recent stop in San Francisco. But perhaps the most surprising VIP to tag along is Neil Bush, George H.W. Bush's youngest and most wayward son, who made the Philippines and Taiwan legs of the journey, according to reports in newspapers from those countries and statements from Moon's Family Federation. And skipping down, more about the Church and the Moon Organization. Moon has frequently gone on the record against Western-style democracy and individualism, calling them results of the fall of Adam. Quote, there are three guiding principles for the world to choose from, democracy, communism, and godism, unquote, he said in a 1987 sermon. It is clear that democracy, as the United States knows and practices it, cannot be the model for the world, unquote. Individualism, he also said at the speech entitled, I Will Follow with Gratitude and Obedience, is what God hates most and what Satan likes best, unquote. Neil isn't the only Bush to attend Moon events. In 1996, his father, President George H.W. Bush, traveled to Buenos Aires with the Reverend in one of several such fundraising expeditions. The 41st president, who told Argentine President Carlos Menem that he had joined Moon in Buenos Aires for the money, had actually known the Korean reasonably well for decades, unquote, writes former top GOP strategist Kevin Phillips in his book American Dynasty, unquote. Their relationship went back to the overlap between Bush's one-year tenure as CIA director in 1976 and the arrival in Washington of Moon, whose unification church was widely reported to be a front for the South Korean intelligence agency, unquote. Moon and his aides have called such claims bogus, saying his accusers were controlled by Satan to distract from his campaign to destroy communism. There will be supplemental information, including links to other broadcasts, in the description for the Record 551 in the For the Record section of the Spitfire website at www.spitfirelist.com. Please take advantage of the many websites, including those maintained by sister station WFMU, many websites linked to the Spitfire website. This concludes For the Record 551, Moonlighting, being recorded on May 7th of 2006. My name is Dave Emery. Thanks for listening.